We're heading around the world, and it's only going to take 5 minutes. I'm Ruth Kramer, inviting you to stay tuned for today's Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're about to find out what God's up to in the Mediterranean, Russia, and the Caribbean. Let's start off in Turkey. Right now, Turkey's dealing with a trilogy of terror: the Islamic State, the Kurdish separatists, and the Marxist rebels. And at the same time, they're dealing with 2 million refugees from Syria and Iraq. It's pretty overwhelming. But the task is being taken up by the Christians. International Needs' Betnan Knutkin says, along with aid,
we love them, we touch them, we give them hope, we pray, and we tell them that we are coming from the churches. And when they hear that we are Christians, they are happy and welcome us more and more.
Hope goes a long way when you can get it there. The sudden burst of violence this week delayed an aid drop to Shirnak, a Kurdish city at the border of northern Iraq.
The mayor from Shirnak called us and said, please don't. It's a very sensitive area for the Kurdish people. Stop the cars and burn the cars and kill the other people.
But it won't stop him for long, and here's where you come in.
Pray for Turkey and Middle East. There is fire going on, and nobody knows what's happening. Every day, people are being killed. They kill each other. Pray that God will send his peace and bring real peace to this country, and people may know God.
Remember the South Sudanese pastors who were recently freed? Well, Open Doors says they're still waiting to make it home. See, there's currently a travel ban on both of them, preventing them from leaving the country. But their lawyers are hopeful. See, they've discovered that the ban wasn't filed properly, so a new appeal's been launched to let the pastors go home. Prayers have already been answered once. Pastors are asking for your help again. At missionnews.org, you can get the details and the backstory. You're listening to Mission Network News. Just like those pastors haven't been forgotten, neither have vulnerable young people. Children's Hope Chest is assisting orphanage graduates in Russia who struggle adjusting to real life. David with Children's Hope Chest explains the issue.
Most of those who end up in orphanages, it's because of the parents abandoning their children or neglect or abuse. They're not able to care for them. And of the stories that I've personally heard, young people tell me about their backgrounds. Most of those are associated with alcohol.
Children's Hope Chest is helping to create a better future for these kids, and they're doing it through ministry centers, independent living programs, and other services. But more importantly, they're also sharing the truth.
In all of these platforms, all of these environments, we're again trying to expose them to positive examples of family and building trust. I think that's probably one of the greatest tests that we have, is to build trust with these young people so that we can have the right to speak truth into their lives.
And this next story is pretty amazing. In the rainforests of the Democratic Republic of Congo, a former mixed martial artist has been changing the lives of local pygmies. These pygmies are often enslaved to farmlands that actually belong to them. The athlete, Justin Wren, had been trying to set them free, but somehow during the work, he contracted malaria, and if it wasn't for Mission Aviation Fellowship, he would have died in the field. Only God could take all of those elements and turn it into a story where his name is glorified. Pray for the continued work with that pygmy tribe. And former wrestlers aren't the only unexpected heroes in God's kingdom. The Sweat Hogs are teaming up with Food for the Hungry and Project Cure to help poverty-stricken communities. Doug Gaius leads the Sweat Hogs, and they're a group of short-term missionaries that serve on the island of Hispaniola.
The medical infrastructure is really, really lacking, particularly out in the frontier zones of the DR, which is in the western part, and then Haiti, which is in the kind of eastern part.
The Sweat Hogs, FH, and Project Cure are about to ship 3 containers full of needed medical supplies to hospitals on the island.
All this happened over a period of 6 months. God has just provided step by step by step all the way through, providing for this opportunity to better the health in God's kingdom in those areas.
So pray that as physical needs are met, doors open to share God's truth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's not too early to plan for 2016, so get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. Calendar's a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 to get yours, or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.